Last week, the New York State Assembly Higher Education Committee held a public hearing to review the performance of the new Excelsior Scholarship Program. The Excelsior Scholarship Program was established in this year's state budget and was rolled out with great fanfare by Governor Cuomo and Vermont's U.S. Senator Sanders. After other aid dollars are used up, the Excelsior Scholarship Program pays for about 100% of the in-state public college tuition for state residents whose families earn below a set annual cap, $100,000 in the year 2017. The scholarship only covers tuition. Students still have to bear the costs of fees, books, room and board, which can cost up to about $4,000 annually. To maintain the scholarship, Excelsior students must obtain 30 class credits in a year and at least 12 credits per semester at a state public college, either within the State University of New York or City University of New York systems. The annual income eligibility cap will increase as the Excelsior program is phased in. It goes to $110,000 next year and $125,000 ultimately in the year 2019. The fall 2017 academic semester was the first time the scholarship was offered, and the assembly hearing focused on how well the rollout was conducted and how many students were benefiting. Of particular concern was the late, compressed time frame the students had to apply for the scholarship. The program was established as part of the state budget in April. It wasn't until June 7th that the application window for the scholarships opened. It closed 45 days later on August 21st. As a result, some students weren't notified until mid-semester that they were eligible for the award, and many had still not seen their tuition deducted from their bills. During the 45-day window this past summer, more than 95,000 students applied for the scholarship, and about 45,000 of them learned that they'd received free tuition. But not all of those received the new scholarship. About half ultimately were accepted into the Excelsior program, and the other half who applied were deemed eligible for other tuition assistance programs, such as the tuition assistance program called TAP, because their income fell below $80,000 a year. And that's because the scholarship is a last dollar award, meaning it applies only after all other forms of financial aid are taken into account. For decades, the lowest-income students in New York had been able to receive free or discounted tuition through the state's TAP program. Interestingly, it's been reported that the vast bulk of the Excelsior Scholarship Program went to students in SUNY. More than 17,000 went to students in SUNY, and about 4,700 went to those attending CUNY, the City University. In SUNY, about 12,000 students were at four-year colleges and about 5,300 at community colleges. According to that report, the most Excelsior grants that were issued went into SUNY. About 1,500 of them went to students attending the University of Buffalo, about 1,000 the University of Albany, and a little under 1,000 to those attending Binghamton University. Of course, that's not surprising since the SUNY University Centers have the most students. What was surprising is how few awards went to students in the City University system. While there's a significant difference in the total number of undergraduates, SUNY has about twice as many full-time students as CUNY, it received more than three times as many scholarships. For example, it was reported that Queens College in the City University system, with an undergraduate population of nearly 13,000 full-time students, received 774 Excelsior scholarships, while the State University College at Oswego, with a full-time undergraduate population of a little over 7,000, received 700, roughly the same. Of course, since the scholarships are based on income and academic schedule, there is likely to be a big difference between SUNY and CUNY. But that disparity is still an interesting outcome of the first semester. Neither the hiccups in the rollout, nor the interesting differences between the public college systems, should undermine support for the program. Starting up a new program will always have its difficulties. What is most important is that policymakers learn from those experiences and act to improve this important program. At the hearing, the Cuomo administration testified that the plan for the next academic year includes a much earlier recruitment period for the program. What should also be provided is a detailed report card on the current year's scholarship awards. In addition, the administration could more formally release detailed campus-specific data and analyses on the demographics of the Excelsior applicants, how many students were rejected from the program, and the reasons those applicants were denied. Detailed information will help inform and drive the upcoming state budget debate in ways to improve the program and to maximize the benefits to college students.